About this book. Dear reader, we want you to have an excellent life, and we don't think you should have to spend much money to do it. This book is about how. That doesn't mean pages of advice on collecting discount coupons, squirreling away soap ends, and constructing careful budgeting strategies, because A, those things don't get to the heart of the relationship between how much you enjoy life and how you use money. B, your authors find those things dull to think about for very long and certainly didn't want to spend 2 years writing a book about them. Instead, this book provides a selection of tips that dive right into the soft, gooey center of how we approach feeling good and how that affects our spending. It examines ways to overhaul some habits that you may have accidentally fallen into via living in a culture that encourages consumption at every turn. It looks at how changing those habits can generate a life that both makes more sense and indulges your senses. There are some practical bits and some sciencey bits. There are some recipes and some psychology. There are some serious bits and some really quite preposterous bits. About you. It doesn't matter how much money you have. This book is designed to be read by anyone interested in how consuming less can make life more magnificent. Or just anyone curious about how skilled cheapskates get away with it. You'll find it particularly useful if you're not sure that your current spending habits are shaping a life you really believe in. You suspect that some of your consumption is having unpleasant side effects on your well-being. You can enjoy the simplest things, but feel that spending money in certain ways is almost obligatory if you want to be a fully fledged member of society. You feel like the amount of paid work you need to do doesn't leave enough time or energy for the rest of life. You recognize how lucky you are to live in a society of such material abundance and convenience as to have been unimaginable for most of human history. But you also sometimes feel overwhelmed by the endless choice and expectation that such a society brings, and confused that almost everything you're supposed to do to take part in modern life is increasingly acknowledged to be simultaneously sabotaging the very future of the planet as we know it. Dang. If you are still trying to figure out what to do with these feelings, let this book be your primer for a life less dependent on the comforts of consumption and more focused on extracting maximum pleasure from the most essential parts of being human. If you've already started changing your life in reaction to these feelings, let this book be your companion in forging an existence rich with pleasures both deep and cheap. Let it add to your box of tricks for living frugally but fantastically. Let it be there for you when you feel that your resolve to live that way needs a pep talk. Or just whenever you need a charming and erudite little book, modest cough, to help you win your less frugal friends over to your way of doing things. About frugality and hedonism. Frugality is commonly seen as the domain of the hair shirt martyr, not to be entertained by any sane person who can afford all that nice stuff there is to buy. Your authors would like to demur. One of our biggest motivations for being frugal is hedonism. The dictionary defines hedonism as the pursuit of or devotion to pleasure, especially to the pleasures of the senses.